County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell joins us from his corporate office at Miller Shoe, is downtown.
Yes.
Mechanic in Michigan. How are you doing, Steve?
We're doing well. We're doing well down here.
I know Shop Small Saturday, there was a pretty good crowd down there, but what's your assessment? How are things going downtown overall?
Well, downtown overall, it's going very well. You know, we've had a lot of specialized boutiques open up in different buildings, you know, the Blessed Nest and many of the different new businesses. So I look forward to working with these different people. And a lot of the restaurants are still doing takeout without any problem at all. So you can come down and still get some lunch or do some of your shopping needs, whether it be shoes or ladies' clothing or those Christmas gifts that you're looking for the family. So, yes.
How are you finding, I guess, traffic? How are the people handling this COVID, the shoppers?
Well, everybody's wearing masks. I will say that. Mm-hmm. And so are we. And a majority of the stores have different ways that they've chosen to protect their shoppers. Some have gone by to appointment in the building shopping, to reduced staff in the building. And, you know, many of the different businesses are doing a very good job keeping things clean, keeping things sanitary, and making it a good shopping experience in downtown Jackson. So, you know, come down. The weather's nice. Weather's going to be nice today.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk between stores and see whether it be some of the older stores, the more traditional ones that have been around, ourselves and Janko's and Kassler's and Shoepex, or some of the new boutique stores or some of the new restaurants that are doing takeout. So, you know, yeah, so we're all down here, and you could really probably get all your shopping done right here in the four-block area.
You know, we talked about it before. Just prior to the pandemic, there was really an explosion downtown, and even through the pandemic, as you mentioned, there's been an upside, hasn't there?
Well, yeah, a lot of places with the first shutdown did a lot of remodels. Structurally cleaned up their businesses and remodeled things, put new facades and shelving, and made their stores look good. And then also new businesses opened, which is really pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
For down here. I don't think there's any more than two or three empty storefronts on Michigan Avenue. And because the only reason why they're empty is because they're in the middle of a remodel. You know, they're fixing them up and making them available to four tenants come spring of 21. So, yeah, I think it's going to be good news. I know that some different buildings have been purchased recently by new landowners also, younger people that are putting apartments on second and third floor, and first floor is going to have a business in them. So I know that's what's going on at the old Perlos building, so I think that's good mm-hmm. news. So, yeah.
The city sold the Vermeulen building last night to the School for the Arts. That's probably a plus for you guys?
I think so. The School for the Arts has been a real asset down here. You know, and everything that brings people downtown and people think more about coming down and doing things. And then also, you know, the new residences that are going to be opening and the actual people we're going to have living downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good news. So, yeah, I think we're going in the right direction. You know, we have the spots in the bottom of the County Tower building that we've used as business incubators for retail. So if someone wants to start a small shop, please get with the county, and we can facilitate something like that for you.
Yeah, I guess the biggest issue is the restaurants, right?
Yes. Yeah, you know, they're surviving, I guess, on takeout, but their wait staff and everything's really not there and able to do things. And I'm really hoping we get this virus back under control, and, you know, with the immunization, and we get that going, and spring is going to be hopefully a restart
mm-hmm.
for the downtown in a positive direction
so
for
you,
everything.
You guys have one more meeting left on Tuesday?
Yeah, we have our last meeting Tuesday night. We met Monday of this week and did our last committee meeting for the season. The three committees met all day Monday, and then Tuesday night will be our last county commission meeting. And it'll be a Zoom meeting. We're still not meeting completely in person. There are commissioners that have come to the chambers and set themselves up, but it's a Zoom meeting, and the community can call in and watch that. We will not have our normal Christmas entertainment like we've done in the past. We won't be doing that. We're going to be saying goodbye kind of on a quiet note to some different people. And, you know, David Elwell is going to be retiring here as a county commissioner. And, so we'll be moving forward. Hopefully we get to spring and we can gather again. We'll have an event where we can say, have a proper goodbye to the different retirements, because we have, a judge retiring. And we have David Elwell retiring, and we have other staff members that have retired or are going to be retiring here first of the year. So there's going to be quite a shift again, and the county will be hiring, new people. So be watchful of that, and we'll hopefully be able to lead the way with some positive new hires here in Jackson.
Budget tight, though, Steve?
Budget for 21 is put to bed, and it is tight. There's not that much room for any excess spending, that's for sure. But on the positive side, through the DNR Trust Grant Program, we're going to be able to open the Vandercook Lake Kayak Launch. We'll be making that completely barrier-free, and we want to have that open and ready to go by the time the Grand River Tour happens for the spring summer of 21. For kickoff of that, that'll be some really positive things going on. And the other things we have going on this year has been our updates to our parks. We have been updating the parks seriously, depending on if your park is on the list. I mean, if you were directly involved in the different programs that we had, where we went out to the communities and we talked to the different people and got ourselves organized. But yeah, there's a real nice PowerPoint presentation. I'd ask people to go to Board Docs and look at it. Everything from the Cascades being re-electrified to movie parties that the Parks Commission had sponsored down at Keeley Park, to fair food weekends also, and everything all the way around. So we're looking forward to a positive to go forward. We have over 16 picnic shelters available now. We averaged 200 rentals this year of those different sites. We managed the Keeley Park for some open events. We had four total stage rentals of our portable stage for local schools for graduation ceremonies that were outside. So, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do in Jackson County with our parks now. I know that Pleasant Lake and Swains Lake were both up dramatically. Pleasant Lake had 61% more people staying there in 2020. I know that Swains Lake had a 24% jump. So, yeah, so we saw some real serious use of our county parks and campgrounds, and camping will be another big plus next year for Jackson going forward.
What about the Cascades, Steve, and the water system out there? Are you still studying that?
You're talking about the pond system, yes. The lagoon system, that's under review from Jackson County Department of Transportation is doing the review, and we've worked on that. Putting together that plan, and I'm sure that there'll be some collaboration with the city, because that part of the Cascades is inside the city limits, and then the other part's in Summit Township, so you're going to involve the county, the city, and Summit Township to figure out a way to cure that water problem and hopefully correct issues that are on West Avenue. And we're studying all different possibilities. So hopefully we can help solve that and have you know, have a beautiful cascades that people can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and we had a lot of walkers this summer.
Looks good out there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And all the interconnected trails and the ability to walk from the Cascades to Weatherwax to the loop at Ella Sharp Park to,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the different trails that we've connected. So, yeah. So, and with a major park study that went on, we'll be able to work towards, with approval of local communities, and review the trail system in Jackson, and that's a spontaneous also business program, because you have a lot of people who will come to Jackson for a weekend and use our trail system or our waterway systems, and that adds tourism dollars, which adds restaurants, which adds, you know, things, different things, and really helps local businesses able to thrive.
Steve, how about emergency management? Any changes there?
Well, not really any changes, but a review of our busiest year, I think, is the best way to say it. I am very proud of our emergency management staff. Jason has done a wonderful job over there, and a lot of people don't understand that it's two separate divisions, emergency management and 911, and we have a Jason in charge of both, and their crews and their people involved have really stepped up and made Jackson proud going through everything that we've had going on, whether it's being first responders getting to homes and taking care of problems and having the correct environmental gear to deal with whatever the situation is there. Emergency management has stepped up. First part of the year, we were meeting weekly. And I'll tell you that Jason and emergency management did a great job keeping the Board of Commissioners and myself up to speed, and to have real professionals running our 911 system who can take care of all things like that, it's very important. It's very important. And it's one of those behind-the-scenes things that people are not aware of. And they really should be proud of those people.
Give us an update, Steve, on JC dot for the end of the year and going into next year.
Well, we have a wrap up of different projects, whether it be Spring Arbor Road or Vanacook Lake, and that's going to be that. As everyone, I hope people have had a chance to drive McDivitt and take a look at it. We paved a little bit over 10% of Jackson County this last year, all of our surface roads, by reaching out. And I believe from looking at the map, we touched every township with some type of road work or with planning and gravel work and that type of stuff that we have coming up. So in 21, you're going to see work on Jefferson Road at South Jackson and Lindsay. You're going to see work, more work done between Blackman and Summit Township, with wrapping up of Summit Township and going north into Blackman to pave roads. And then you'll also see work where we tie together with MDOT and 94-127 West Avenue, Lansing Avenue, and those areas, because there'll be connector pathways that'll be going across 94 from the city of Jackson into Blackman Township, and working with those agencies to provide high quality service for pedestrian traffic to travel safely over 94. And urban with the urban population getting a little bit older each year, it's very important that we have those safe pathways for people to be able to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on those projects going forward, plans and that type of stuff. So yeah, so wrap up of this year. Just a couple of things I think that they've got to finish. I know they got to go back and tidy up some neighborhoods still. But and then hit the ground running again in the spring of 21 with the patching crews and getting everyone out there and begin recycling as much as we can and making Jackson road system quality and one of the lead examples of how a county should set up its road system.
Not an easy year with obviously some barriers, but a pretty good year at the county.
Yes. An emotional year, you know, and the county is working on many projects still going forward. And, you know, the couple of standing committees that the board has appointed are working hard. The discrimination committee, headed up by Eric Beta, has Commissioner Pulaski, Kennedy, and Williams on it. And they're working hard on producing that document and coming forward with what the county can and cannot do. We're working on that. We're working on the big project, the big economic project for the next couple of years is going to be out on County Farm Road, and the development of the old Jenkins Farm into an industrial park, and getting the roads paved and everything set up and delivery systems to that, so that way we have all-season road service and partnering, so that way as it expands and we begin bringing more and more manufacturing and new jobs to Jackson County, we can be available to work on that. So, well, yes.
We'll get some crummy weather here soon. If you need a pair of boots, you can take care of them, can't you?
Yes, I can. We have, for children, we have Merrill in stock and an American-made boot this year for kids, retailing for under $60 a pair. So you can buy Made in America winter footwear for kids, and then we have the waterproof footwear from New Balance and toe warmers, again, for the adults. Men and women, and we'd be more than happy with 4E's to 14 in stock and waterproof dry footwear. And then we've got the old-fashioned big boots for the people who, as we get closer and closer to ice fishing season.
There you go. They've got all at Miller Shoes.
Steve, more than happy to help.
Thanks for the visit.
You bet. Merry Christmas, Jackson.
Take care.
We'll talk to you next week.
Steve Shotwell, Miller Shoes, downtown, County Commission Chair.